These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
Hey, I hear you want to be involved in a project, one that's inspiring. More than that, a project that inspires children. Well, we have a project for you. It's called Gift of Literacy. I'm Elise Hamner with Rotary District 5110. Come along on this Voices of Rotary adventure and find out how you can be involved in the Gift of Literacy.
Tim, would you give a gift of reading a book?
Yes, I would love to read to all these boys and girls out there today. Are you guys ready to have a book read to you?
Yeah!
All right.
Do you remember the first time someone read to you? Maybe you were in first grade, or when someone gave you your first book. Do you remember holding it in your hands, rubbing your fingers across the letters and the pictures, savoring those pictures and imagining you were there? All the more reason to be a part of a project that connects children with the books they love.
Personally, after we eradicate polio, I'd love for us to take on literacy in America or around the globe because it is so important.
That's Patty Scott, a longtime Rotarian in the Coos Bay North Bend Rotary Club. She's also president of Southwestern Oregon Community College.
It was Patty and Tennille and I were sitting together at a Rotary.
Actually, I came over to you with Tennille and I said, Tennille, tell Bill about the dictionaries.
Meet Bill Grile, former governor of Rotary District 5110.
What happened was many years ago, the district started a dictionary project, and it was the district's first effort at promoting literacy. If a club wanted dictionaries, they got X number of dictionaries. Who uses dictionaries? Who uses printed dictionaries?
Today's student, especially in the post-COVID world where they've all been staring at electronic devices, everything that we grew up going to a book to get that had to be on the shelf if we wanted the information is now at your fingertips on your phone, your tablet, or computer. What Tennille told us was she'd get boxes of them. She couldn't get any of the schools to take them, and they would end up recycling them. And it just seemed wasteful and that there is a better way to do literacy.
Patty Scott, Bill Grile, and Tennille Weatherall, who you haven't met yet, were right. There is a better way to do literacy. And through Rotary, you can be a part of a project to inspire children.
A guy named John Jorgensen from Wyoming is the one who really started Gift of Literacy. And it's a tribute to his late wife, Sue, who tragically died in a car accident. And to honor her, what Mr. Jorgensen wanted to do was launch a literacy program. And so he has done that incredibly successfully in Wyoming, but it has grown and spread to other states as well, including Oregon.
Here in Oregon, clubs including Springfield, Bend, and Klamath Falls, Coos Bay, North Bend, each has started a Gift of Literacy project, putting hundreds of books each year into hundreds of first graders' hands. As a volunteer Rotarian in this project, you do more than give books, though, like Tim Novotny here.
The book we are reading today is a book called On Account of the Gum. Let's take a look and dive into this book. Somebody's sleeping, not ready to wake up, but they accidentally must have fallen asleep with some gum in their mouth. That's the gum right there that you got in your hair.
I was thinking about the meaning of Rotary and the positives around Rotary. And what I think Rotary does really well is that they take the talents and gifts and professional connections of all of its members to identify ways to lift up and support community efforts.
Okay. So now you've met Tennille Weatherall, a Rotarian. Also, at the time this project started, she was the superintendent of the South Coast Education Service District, and she had connections with all of the first grade teachers on the Southern Oregon coast.
We select the librarians and a team of folks select books for first graders, engaging books about culture and fun books about losing your first tooth, also about family and different places, geography. And they select a set of books, and the Rotarians, we buy them, and we distribute them to every first grade teacher. The first grade teacher then reads the books throughout a 6 or 7 month time period. At some point, the students get to pick their favorite book out of the group, and we order it for them. And finally, we have an event, and the event is at our local community college so that our students can travel to a higher education location and really begin to see themselves in schooling beyond high school.
Selfishly, as the president of the college, we had tried over the years here to try to engage students at a younger age. And so I saw this as a way to get them on a college campus at 6, which was how old I was the first time I went to a college campus. And I remember that.
This book event is all about fun. As many as 700 first graders from throughout the region come to the Southwestern Oregon Community College's campus. Buses roll up one by one. First graders flood out of the buses into the gymnasium. They're greeted by cheering mascots from their schools and a crowd of Rotarians and other volunteers.
And we do a skit to demonstrate why it's important to keep reading, you know, so that you can read a menu, so that you know which restroom to go in, and tie it to careers.
And then we have celebrity readers. And those celebrity readers are frontline workers in our community. They are firefighters, and they are nurses, and they are a culinary staff. And we have a judge who comes every year.
And then the most exciting thing is they get a bag, like a little book or a backpack bag that is filled with a careers coloring book that is given by, produced by the college, bookmarks, pencil, all kinds of different things that varies every year. And then we do a big countdown, and the bags get distributed. And, you know, of course, the little first grader wants to open the bag, and we don't let them.
It's called the big reveal.
The big reveal, and we count down.
You ready? Will you count with me? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, open your bags!
It's like Christmas Day opening presents, and the kids' eyes get big and they open it up and there's that book. Their favorite book out of the 5 that were read
your
to them.
Your eyes are getting big right now. Just thinking about every kid gets the book that they selected of the several that are read to them during the year, which is really, really cool. And for some kids, it's the first book they've ever had.
And it's a beautiful experience. And we get to do that with partners from the community. We get to do that with partners from Rotarian groups in different cities.
And we get the books at a really good discount, about 40% off, because we get them through the library buying system. Otherwise, the program would be very, very expensive.
I imagine some folks might be wondering, how can my Rotary group do this, and what would it cost to provide 700 books for 700 first graders?
It costs about $25 to $30 per kid.
We've had some generous sponsors, but the way the Springfield program has grown is that they have significant sponsorships. And so plug, if you're out there in our community and you'd like to support literacy, this is a great way to do it. You know, it's a hands-on project for Rotarians too. We need volunteers.
One of the things about Rotary is it invests in its youth. It has a number of youth-related programs.
Any Rotary club or community group who's interested in this project, they just have to think through how the context that best works for them and the outcomes that they want for their community.
Hey, if you think your club wants to do this, be a part of the gift of literacy, then reach out to some of the clubs that have already done it successfully. they'll help.
The Springfield Gift of Literacy Club was an absolute help to us. Our Rotary group and our steering committee is absolutely dedicated to any person who wants to do this. We really want to be a support to ensuring that this project continues in other places that has a desire to do so.
So where do we look it up? Do you have a website?
Yeah, we do. We have a website called The Gift of Literacy.
Got that? Do a search for Rotary International District 5110, Gift of Literacy. Thanks for listening today.
Next time on Voices of Rotary.
Imagine you're a young student who is struggling with a class. Then imagine COVID comes along and the struggle becomes much worse. On top of that, many parents were working from home, and the daycares had shut down, so many siblings were also home. Can you imagine the mayhem? Meanwhile, on the other side of town at South Eugene High School, an idea hatched at their Interact Club. I want you to meet Walker, Victor, and Avia.
Let's explore more at voicesofrotary.org.